tips and maybe a chuckle or two.
You sound like such a grandpa.
What a great start.
And maybe a chuckle or two. I'm Carrie. I'm the New York Times and internationally best-selling author of kids' books.
And I'm Sean, her lovely co-host.
We're married, and you can tell. Normally, we start off the podcast with a random thought. Sometimes that's in bed, sometimes it's in the car, sometimes it's in the office, but it's always random, like us. And then we'll give you a writing tip and a dog tip.
And hopefully some good fodder as well.
Thanks for sticking with us.
Enjoy your day.
So in a random thought today, I'm going to call Sean out because he just mocked my voice by repeating exactly what I said in a high-pitched voice and tone, not his own. And I said, "Don't mock." And he said, "I'm not mocking. I'm just repeating your words in an admiring tone." And the man is full of crapola. Hey, it's random thought in bedtime.
Yeah, it is.
And Sean was just a butt face to me.
I was?
Yes.
Was I virtue signaling?
No, you were.
Well, then how was I butt face?
I said something. You imitated what I said in a slightly higher pitch, which indicates condescension.
And, okay.
And then when I called you out on it, what did you say, baby?
I forgot what you said.
I said,
honest to God,
I said, you're mocking me. And what did you say?
No, I forgot what I was mocking.
That doesn't matter. What did you say once
I don't remember that either.
Really?
I swear, I'm not
That's
lying.
Very Ronald Reagan in the Watergate, like in the...
How about Clinton? I don't remember.
I don't recall.
Whatever.
I never had sexual relations with that woman.
But I honestly don't
It was just
remember.
A cigar and an orifice.
Give me a second. Let me concentrate. I vaguely remember, but I don't remember what I said.
You were cruel and mean.
What did I say?
You said you were merely repeating what I said.
No, that's not what I said.
Yeah, huh?
No.
Yeah, huh?
No.
Yeah, huh?
What'd you say?
If you can't remember what you said, then how do you know that's not what you said?
Because that doesn't sound like something I'd say.
Oh! And welcome to marriage.
How to win a fight. 101.
Oh, my God. You're such a punk boy. I don't even know why I love you anymore.
Let's talk about something fun then.
All right. What's fun?
I mean, winning a fight's fun, but that's easy. Let's fun.
I won the fight, Ferrar.
Of course you did, baby. Of course you did. Hey, do you want to watch some of your new favorite Halloween Bake Off shows?
So I've gotten obsessed with Halloween Bake Off, which is very weird because I've never liked baking shows before. But apparently it's a combination of Halloween.
It's the creativity that you
the
love.
The creativity. Baby. I only like the characters that they make, honestly.
Yeah.
And then, like, no one talks about politics and you don't have to worry about people
nice
buying
break.
Your book and, like, your husband's not mocking you. It's lovely. It's a lovely show. Husband.
I assumed because I'm righteous and perfect that you were talking about some of your ex-husbands when you said that.
All 18 of them. All 18
That's
of them.
That's why you did not get a response. I thought you weren't talking about me.
Oh, no, I snorted.
Honest to God.
And welcome to the podcast. We'll have important writing tips coming soon.
Writing tip of the pod.
So this week's podcast is called I Am Intense. And we're not just talking about my marriage with Sean. We're talking about writing and life, right, man? So yes.
Yes, I'm right. Offended by your previous statement, but yes.
So this is a continuation of this week's blogs on Carrie Jones' book, Stop Blog, about adding tension and suspense to your writing. It's a bit short today because we have Sean here.
What? Right. Why am I? Here's the thing. I don't know where you are.
So here it goes. Is my voice a little tense? Where does tension in writing come from, Shawnee?
Tension in writing can also come from your voice.
That's right.
Not your speaking voice, although that's a major player.
Oh, yeah.
But your writing voice, your style, and your pacing.
That's right, man. That's right. So author Justine Larabister has a series of posts a long time ago on her blogs about how she alternates action-packed scenes and chapters with more introspective scenes. And, oh, that's Sparty snoring. He's not really. Sparty's not feeling the tension right now. He's just sleeping right through it.
But, that's truly Sparty snoring, if you can hear it.
But author William Reynolds calls tension a roller coaster ride and says it works for pacing your writing as well as your scenes. Right?
Heck yeah, it does.
And I've talked about this a lot before, because especially when I critique things, because sentence length and sound impact the reader's experience of action and introspection and tension. The shorter the sentences, generally the more tense things are. The shorter the paragraphs, generally the more tense things are.
So that'd be like a short, terse response.
Kind of like you all the time, baby.
You know, I was thinking that in my head just now, but it's like, how would you put my character into words? That'd be tough. Like the when I'm a little like hyper and
yeah. Oh, that'd be easy. All right, really? Ready? Yeah. So Sean jumped around from point to point, pacing.
I pace. I don't jump.
Oh, you jump. You jump pace. He jump paced around one point to another in the kitchen. Touch the toaster. Pivot. Touch the refrigerator. Pivot.
Speaking voice.
Oh. Baby girl.
But it's always with love. Well, okay, it's not always with love. If I say baby girl, it's always with love. No, or I'm trying always. To salvage something.
That's how I'd write you. But back to the podcast.
Yeah, back to the podcast.
While we're having nice introspective wonderings about things to give the reader a break, right? Like not during the action scene, not during the car chase, not during the people fighting in bed because one of them has rudely mimicked the other's voice. We have
one of them has rudely what?
Oh, we can have long, winding sentences and build up. And, you know, like we can be like, hey, is anyone even listening to this podcast at all? And we can natter on about it for a long time with no white space on the page. White space on the page just means where there are no words. And with long, long, long paragraphs. But then the action and the tension has to come.
Heck you.
And as Reynolds points out,
sentences are short. Paragraphs two. Maybe there isn't even time to. That's not a rhyme. Get the picture.
That's right, man.
Wait, get the picture?
Yeah, right. So basically, when you're trying to add tension into your story, right?
Yeah.
You want to have short sentences and short paragraphs and quick action and action verbs, right?
So that's why my actions always make you feel tense.
Yeah, because you're a very
But I'm
person.
Not trying to add tension
but
to the scene.
But we're doing the writing tip of the podcast,
I know.
Baby.
All right.
So if writers, if you want to have tension in your story and have it faster paced, short. Just think short, like me, and the opposite of Sean.
You're not short, baby.
I'm average size, but I just seem short next to Sean.
Well,
everybody
most
does.
People do. Not everybody.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Nope.
No. So, yeah, does that help? If you were writing a book right now, would you be like, okay, my action scene, I
to
should
add
have...
tension?
Yeah.
I would just try to copy myself, mimic myself. But really, you just made me understood a little bit of why you get so flabbergasted, I'll say as a nicer word, when I'm really just being exuberant and you think I'm ready to kill somebody.
You have to imagine a very, very big 6'6" white guy with really rugged shoulders and a long stretch of arm.
That's why my arms are ugly, because they're long.
No, they're not. Oh my gosh. And Sean's beautiful and ruggedly handsome, but he's a very imposing presence even when he's not saying anything. So when he gets like really adamant in an argument or a discussion, all the air in the room goes to him, right?
Yeah.
Which might be why part of the reason why you're quiet, because you know that.
Yeah, maybe subconsciously.
You know? And so, like, if he stands close to you, as opposed if I stand close to you, it's a really different feeling. And if you stand, oh my gosh, don't stand be creepy.
Close to me, baby.
Oh, okay. I knew. Oh, I can't.
Keep going. I'm sorry.
And so then
you did give me that.
I lost my train of thought. We're supposed to be helping people. So then, like, that's how his character is in a book, right? And it's how your character would be is in real life.
Yeah.
And so because you're smart enough to know that, in regular world, when you're not at home, you tone that stuff down, man. And you're so kind and gentle. But even so, if you're standing right behind some random person, and I'm standing right behind some random person's going to react really differently to you.
Right.
And similarly,
you're gonna be like, ah, creeper, get away from me.
Exactly. Did you see like how Sean just even made that sentence? What? Ah, creeper, get away from me. See all the tension there?
Short and tense.
Dude, all those little sentences, right?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, if I'm standing behind someone, they'll turn around and be like, oh, can I help you? Do you need something?
Right.
Like, it'll be like a more melodic.
With me, it's mostly like they turn around and they're like, oh, you're not a creeper. What's up, big boy? I'm just kidding. Dog, pip, life. It's a good thing you're on the other side of that glass partition, because I still saw you wince when I said that, Lily.
Dude, that was so loud.
Well, do you know why I said that like that?
Because
today, dog in dog tip for life is spelled D-A-W-G. Because Sparty just listened to the whole podcast.
And snored through it.
Exactly. And when I asked him for his dog tip for life, he kept snoring. So the dog in this week's dog tip is me. That's why it's D-A-W-G.
I think that's a lot of power, babe. I don't know if I'm willing to grant you that power.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
But you have to.
All right, fine.
Because this is a pack.
Oh.
Right?
We're a pack.
And what's your role in the pack?
My role is not beta.
That's not the word I was thinking of, but it's probably the more appropriate word. Yeah. You made me forget my dog tip for life, actually.
You know, listeners are going to be like, Carrie, you need to leave him now. You need to leave him now.
Really? If you didn't leave me after our one really reliable listener slash friend.
253,000 downloads, baby. 253,000.
She listens to it a lot.
It's all her. I love her.
Anyways, what'd she say?
She said that
you're like
a little butterfly or fairy flitting around, and then you just reach out and smack me down.
That's so horrible. It's not true,
it's
baby.
It's true. She's going to come rescue me someday and take me away. Okay. So.
Maybe she will.
I hope so, man.
I'll ask you what I was just going to say after the podcast is over.
I love her. All right, so.
No, it wasn't about that.
Anyways, what were you going to say?
I, honest to God, I forgot, man.
You can't forget in the middle of a podcast.
Okay, here's the thing.
Tension is bad in your life because it makes you hurt.
So if you're a tensionable person by nature, you have to understand. No, oh, I meant the other, the tension inflictor.
Oh, yeah.
Who's not really even trying to do it. It's just that their natural, the conglomeration of their natural abilities and mannerisms makes it that way, right?
Yeah, man.
So sometimes you have to realize that. Like, maybe you're right. Maybe that's why I'm fairly quiet when we're at like a social gathering.
I think it is, boo. I think it is.
Because I just want to blow the place up.
Yeah, and Sean is such a force that like, let's imagine we're playing poker and he's positive one of our friends just cheated. He doesn't say anything usually, but he'll glare and then he won't glare. But just his energy changes the entire feel of the table.
Yeah, right.
With $5 stakes. We play poker with $5 stakes. But, like...
Like, not even
$5. Yeah.
$5 total. Well, that's your buy-in.
Yeah, so. Man. So, like, Sean's power is huge. And I don't know if that's just because you're so big or just because you're so intense. But I don't know if you always know it, you know? Whereas me,
I don't always know.
I glare at people and everyone laughs.
They do. Oh my God, Kara just glared at me. Sorry, baby.
Try not to be too tense. No, when you're making that tense.
That's right. You gotta be aware.
It's called Faith, and it's sad and scary.
Sad and scary at the same time?
Well, because it's sad. And it's only $1.99, but it's beautiful, and it's hit some new release top lists, and it's hit some other stuff, too, man.
Yeah, you should buy it and read it.
So Faith, F-A-I-T-H, Carrie Jones.
Like Carrie Jones.
The end.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Please like it and subscribe.
You can find it anywhere that podcasts are, because I don't know why. They haven't kicked us off yet.
Yeah.
And you can join over 250,000 people who have listened to this podcast.
Man, you've been saying that number for a while.
Yeah. Well, it's really 200,000. I don't even know. It's a big number.
Sweet.
Anyways, the music that we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome, and it is made available through the Creative Commons license. If you go to our show notes on carriejonesbooks.blog or Dogs Are Smarter Than People, you can find out who this artist is and what their song is, and even go to their artist website. But it's Summer Spliff, and it's by Brooke for free. And you can find out more about my books and all that kind of stuff in my writing class, and I teach and I edit things by checking out Carrie Jones Books, CarrieJones Books.
Yeah.
.blog.
I gotta tell you real quick.
Oh no, honey, don't.
No, I just want to say that you're the best editor, teacher, writing coach ever.